From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the White House denies reports that the U.S. has formally asked Iran to extend their ceasefire, but Washington claims negotiations to end the war are ongoing. Fuel surcharges on international flights reach a record high, with Korean passengers on a round trip to the U.S. or Europe having to pay over 1 million won in surcharges alone. And the number of foreign visitors to South Korea reaches an all-time high for the first quarter after BTS's comeback performance in Seoul last month. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The White House is denying reports that the U.S. has formally asked Iran to extend their ceasefire, which remains in place only until Tuesday next week. But as South Korea and other countries around the world work to free ships stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, Washington claims negotiations to end the Iran war are ongoing and that more talks are likely to take place in Islamabad soon. Kim Bum-soo has the latest on the conflict.
Would those talks be in Islamabad, or where would they be the next round?
They would very likely be in the same place as they were last time, yes.
The White House says Islamabad is the most likely location for future negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. That's according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Wednesday.
The Pakistanis have been incredible mediators throughout this process, and we really appreciate their friendship and their efforts to bring this deal to a close.
She also said the U.S. has not formally requested an extension of the ceasefire with Iran.
I saw some reporting, again, bad reporting this morning, that we had formally requested an extension of the ceasefire. That is not true at this moment. We've remained very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the Vice President directly and the President this week, that these conversations are productive and ongoing, and that's where we are right now.
While the fragile ceasefire continues until Tuesday next week, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a Truth Social post Wednesday that China has agreed not to send weapons to Iran and is very happy with U.S. efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Citing a source briefed by Tehran, Reuters reported that Iran might consider allowing ships to sail freely through the Omani side of the strategic waterway, depending on the outcome of negotiations with the U.S. The war in the Middle East has left some 2,000 vessels stranded in the strait, including 26 South Korean ships. Amid the prolonging Middle East conflict, South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun called on his Brazilian and Mexican counterparts to step up cooperation on energy supply chains. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The cost of flying is climbing fast as fuel surcharges and international flight tickets have hit a record high. Passengers flying from Korea to the U.S. or Europe will now pay over 1 million won in surcharges alone on a round trip. According to aviation industry sources on Thursday, the mean of Platts Singapore, the standard for fuel surcharges, soared to $214.71 per barrel between March 16th and April 15th, up by a record 50 notches to the highest level on the 33-point scale. Airlines have announced they will sharply raise fuel surcharges on tickets issued next month. Flagship carrier Korean Air stated that it will apply a one-way surcharge of between 75,000 won and 564,000 won starting next month, depending on the route, five times higher compared to March. The Resources Ministry says fuel consumption has declined since the nation introduced a price cap system, countering concerns that the change might lead to increased fuel purchases due to anxiety over the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Yang Gi-uk, Deputy Minister for Trade, Industry and Resource Security, told reporters during a briefing Thursday at the government complex in Sejong that although the war has disrupted the supply chain to a certain extent, the government expects no issues with domestic crude oil supplies through May. The official disclosed that gasoline sales between the fourth week of February and the second week of April fell 11% from the same period last year, while diesel sales decreased 7.1%. over the cited period. To address rising fuel prices, the government introduced its price cap system on March 13th, 2 weeks after the United States and Israel launched airstrikes against Iran. President Lee Jae-myung will make a state visit to India and Vietnam later this week. National Security Advisor Wee Sung-lak announced on Thursday that the president will visit New Delhi from Sunday to Tuesday at the invitation of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. we cited that Yi will be the first South Korean president in 8 years to make a state visit to India. We said that with Yi's trip, the government will actively launch its diplomacy focus on the global South, adding that the two countries are expected to affirm intent to maintain close cooperation on energy supply chains amid the fast-changing conditions in the Middle East. Yi will then depart for Hanoi on Tuesday night and will hold the summit with Vietnam's top leader, Tô Lâm, the next day.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The number of foreign visitors reached an all-time high for the first quarter after K-pop sensation BTS's comeback performance in Seoul's Gwanghwamun area last month. Data from the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism showed on Thursday that a record 4.76 million foreigners visited the country between January and March, up 23% from the same period a year earlier. March overseas visitors also reached a record 2.06 million. There were 1.45 million Chinese visitors during the three-month period, followed by 940,000 from Japan and 690,000 long-distance travelers from the United States and Europe. Card spending by foreign visitors jumped 23% to 3.21 trillion won, or around $2.2 billion. On the 12th anniversary of the Sewol ferry disaster, which killed 304 people, President Lee Jae-myung promised to do his utmost to ensure that citizens' lives and safety are never again threatened because of money or government inaction. Presiding over a meeting with his aides on Thursday, Lee prayed for the victims and offered words of consolation to the bereaved families and the survivors. The president then called on the country to remember the pain of the tragedy, embrace the wounds of the victims, and prevent future tragedies by eradicating the misguided mindset that prioritizes costs over safety and profit over life. A number of commemorative events were held Thursday, including a ceremony led by the April 16 Foundation at a state-built memorial hall in Incheon and a maritime service near the site of the accident in waters off Jindo. North Korea has registered its modern warship in a global shipping database, indicating that the 5,000-ton Chaehyun-class destroyer is now operational. According to the International Maritime Organization's Global Integrated Shipping Information System, North Korea listed its lead warship, the Chaehyun, this month. The registration specifies that the owner is the DPRK Government Naval Force and that the vessel is active. DPRK stands for the country's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. In April of last year, North Korea announced the launch of the new destroyer Chaehyun, which is named after a prominent military general and politician. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged 134.66 points, or 2.21% on Thursday, to close at 6,226.05. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 10.54 points, or 0.91%, to close at 1,162.97. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.
KBS World Radio.